Okay. I wanted to spend a little time today discussing one of the all-time classic cases. This actually appeared in my torts textbook when I was in law school. This case was noted. I cut it down, but this is... It's been edited. Not that I've changed the names, nor have I added anything. I've just taken out the legalese in order to make just leave the story. The story, I'll give you the highlights of it, but you have the entirety thereof in front of you. There was a young man and a young woman in the summer of 1963.
Right.
There are many men and women that aren't married. That's true. And there's not.
And they are not in this story.
What? No, so, and they were both working as counselors in a camp. People get confused about this. They think it happened in the winter. No, actually, it happened in August. They had a day off from counselors, from working as counselors. She was a counselor and a lifeguard at Camp Shira, as it says, and he was at a different camp. And they decided to spend the day together. They went to a... area that's a ski resort during the winter months, but remains open for people to take the ski lift up to the top and walk around during the summer, as we have here in Colorado, many such situations as well.
And the ski resort is owned by the state of New York.
Right. The ski resort is owned and operated by the state of New York. The story is that the two of them were walking around having a lovely time, supposedly, and at some point it became clear who asked, but someone said, you know, it's getting late, we should go down. They got on the ski lift after the time they should have gotten on the ski lift, and with that they shut down the ski lift and went home, leaving them dangling up in the air. According to the facts in the case, as they were reported, the woman, Miss Friedman, began to panic with the idea that this is a problem of yichud, that he cannot be, that she cannot be alone with Mr. Katz on the ski lift with no one else around. And according to the understanding of the case, she eventually jumped off the ski lift. Right? They were approximately 25 feet in the air. When she jumped. What?
A little drastic?
The cop would do it.
I've always said I have a... I actually have a theory as to what happened here. Right. She said, isn't this yichud? And he said, you're probably right. But that's not how they presented it in court.
Terrible.
What?
My first... Is this really yichud?
So we're going to the purpose of this year is to pick apart this case and to try to understand whether her actions were reasonable or not. The
and if it were yichud, would you have to
right? So just to read the relevant paragraph, which is second from bottom, in an effort to extricate herself from the situation. It's interesting. What is the situation known as? They put it down that there is something called, if you look at the second page in the first full paragraph, four lines down, he says that the Shulchan Aruch, there is a specific law, the jichud.
Like jihad.
The Islamic jihud.
Yeah.
You might be familiar with it. This is actually, I figured it would be important to give it to you in the original, because if not, you just wouldn't believe it. Right? It's relevant. In an effort to extricate herself from this situation, next paragraph, Miss Friedman worked her way out of the chair to a position where she was holding onto the bottom of the chair. Her next recollection was she was found herself on the ground. When she was able to get to her feet, her face was covered with blood and she was in pain. She worked her way up to the mountain to the terminal lodge, broke into the lodge to use the telephone, but the phone was dead. She then struggled down the mountain to an intermediate cabinet, broke into the building to use the telephone. But the telephone was dead. She then made her way down the mountain to the base lodge, where she again broke in, and this time found the phone in working order. She telephoned the state police, who sent help for the lodge. The chair was placed into operation. Mr. Katz brought down, and he walked down happily. Miss Friedman was taken to a physician for first aid. So, from a legal point of view, it's too bad Jordy's not here, or Carl, but what would you think? Does she win the case?
She wasn't arrested for breaking and entering.
That's right.
Was she suing, or is she just looking for...
She was suing.
Well, I mean, I think... Whether it... The case, to me, doesn't hinge on whether the halacha of Yuchat applies.
So the question is, well...
Whether her impression that the halacha...
Oh, so... Well,
let's go back a step. Did she know when the ski lift stops operating? Was it posted?
So again, you read through the case. The claim is no. That yes, there were signs up there, but they did not see the signs.
Well, I think it's negligent of the state of New York to leave people hanging in
there. Right, so yeah, basically the defense of the state of New York in this case was, right. We're sorry. We admit that we should have checked who, before we left.
Right.
And we'd be happy to give her, you know, some...
dollar back.
Right, for tissues and for, you know, cold medicine if she would have caught a cold up there.
Yeah.
But
yeah, she chose to jump on her own. That's her own negligence.
Right, but her decision, but her argument is that halachically I was forced to because of the jichud. I had no choice. I fear the jichud.
That's nice, but they can't be forced.
Oh,
they can't be forced into halacha.
Oh, yeah. Why can't they?
Well, I mean, there is
not. They don't hold by that. What does that mean?
To run a chairlift. That allows people to actually get on it.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
No, clearly,
and whoever turns it off needs to be checked.
Right, so that's why they weren't really arguing then.
Up here in Winter Park, before they close it off, they run through, they put a...
There's a number on the back
of
every
chair.
Some
skis on the chair. Yeah. They run through at least one cycle to make sure nobody gets on, and then they shut it down.
That's
awesome. Mm-hmm. Right. And there's a number on every chair, so they can tell.
Right, So the state of New York was willing to admit they had messed up here, but the question was damages.
Right.
The argument was that the true damage of jumping off at 25 feet in the air on a ski lift, and it's people, there wasn't snow on the ground, even though this is the ski lift case, it was the ski lift case in August.
Right. So it's rocky.
And it's interesting, this case, you should know, was appealed. And in it, they go through exactly medically what she went through, and it wasn't pretty, as you might have guessed.
But she didn't break her neck.
What?
So there were signs out there.
There were signs. So what I want to focus on today is, you know, this isn't a legal minute, but rather this is Iyun Shir. So the question is, halachically, as Jenny correctly pointed out, the question is, could this possibly be a harag ve'al ve'avor? Yes, even if it is yichud. Let's assume that it is yichud, but still,
she could have killed herself by jumping.
She definitely could have killed herself doing this.
Not under
Gloria. I guess that would be the one you would put it under. It's more likely under that than under Avodah Zarah.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I wouldn't think
you need to endanger yourself to that level.
Here would be a stam znus.
Right.
So even if you said it was.
So that's what the discussion here is halachically. Did she have a leg to stand on?
Probably not.
Yes.
So yichud is you've already gone out of the yichud because she was there for 15 minutes. So if she's even there for a minute.
No, that's not true. Yichud actually has a time minimum.
5 minutes.
So the time, according to the Gemara, is the time it takes to boil an egg. How long does it take to boil?
Depends where you are.
And also, Denver, if it's day.
But you could get extra time in Denver because of the altitude.
Right.
3 minutes, 5 minutes.
It's 5 in the afternoon. So August, the sun only goes down
8:30. See, he's getting confused like Larry David got confused. What does that do with his lighter day? There's no yichud by day?
I'm just saying that, you know, she could have stayed there and screamed for another 3 hours before jumping.
Well, why? I understand. Why are you assuming that yichud does not begin until dark?
She had already gone over yichud, if it was yichud.
Right, okay, but she just realized it now.
Okay.
Right? So
they're stranded. She's going to hang there all night.
The question is, I think the bigger question is, can I put something that I hold halachically on to something that doesn't abide by other people?
New York State thinks yes.
So I hold of, I don't know, certain mitzvah. I can't force it on
something. Too bad I don't have any lawyers here, but there's something called the thin skull doctrine.
Right.
Right. The thin skull doctrine, it means if I push you, right, and you bump your head and you, and it ends up cracking because you have a particularly thin skull.
because of the straw that broke the camel's
right,
back.
Right, but any...
It's a very weak back, and you put enough right. on, bingo.
Right, so the idea being that I'm responsible for it. Even right. a normal person would not have... If I did something wrong, I am responsible for all damage that comes because
from
of
that.
It. Right? That's it. If I am...
This sounds like that.
No, right. I'm just saying that average person would have just jumped off for whatever reason to try to go get help, or I don't know why they would, but let's just say they did, and they did something stupid. So they can't claim yichud.
That is correct.
So, in a certain way, this person is claiming yichud because it's halachically
binding
to them. But it's
clearly,
not to the company.
Clearly, New York State did something wrong.
Right, but that is...
They are negligent.
That has nothing to do with the halachic aspect.
Therefore, whatever damages come of that, you have to do. What the person would have done is would decide to hang himself over it.
Right.
So they wouldn't have necessarily been responsible.
That's wrong. No.
But yeah, this is something where it could have been argued reasonably that someone of her belief felt it necessary to risk her life in order to save her from this situation. So in fact, the court posked in her favor. The infant claimant is awarded the sum of $35,000. The claimant, Joseph Friedman, is awarded the sum of $22,31.53. That's her father who paid for the medical bills.
Oh,
course,
I'm just saying, who's Joseph?
In case you're wondering who he was. Right, so she in fact was awarded $35,000, which in 1968, 67, the case was
money. But
you know, it was a chunk of change. That was something. It was something.
Well, it's happened in August of 63, so...
Right, but the decision was in
63.
So that's the question that I want to focus on today.
She kept her honor, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. The question I wanted to focus on today is halachically.
She's the stupidest honorable person I ever met.
You've
got to meet more honorable people.
She's 16 years old. She has an understanding. She felt seriously compromised. I get it.
So, we start with the obvious Gemara in Sanhedrin. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Yishimon ben Yehud Tzadok, Nimnu v'gomen ba'aliyas beis natza b'lud, kol aver shebetorah im omrim l'adam over v'al teharig, yehareg v'al yavar v'al yehareg, chutz me'avodah zorah v'gilu erayis v'shvichas damar. All mitzvahs in the Torah, a person should sooner violate the avera than
be put to death.
Then give their life for it, with the exception of idolatry, sexual immorality, and murder. Those are the exceptions. The question is, well, as Jenny correctly pointed out, two or three, there's really nothing to talk about.
You could fall under
right? The question is, would this fall under Gilui Arayas? When we say Gilui Arayas, how broadly do we mean that? So the
reason why I have Yichud is because we don't want other things to happen.
Right, so the question is...
So it could be a subcategory of it.
So let's discuss that. So the Gemara later on tells an interesting story. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ma'is Vadam Echad Shenosan Eino B'Isha Achas V'Hela Libo Tina. There's a person who was so interested in a certain young lady that in fact he was
stalking her.
What? Right, that he had developed a medical condition over it.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Shaul L'Rofin. They asked the doctors, how can we fix this?
This obsession.
He has to live with her. So he'll die.
Like the snake bite.
Okay.
So
they negotiated. Tamil Lefon of Aruma. What if she just was naked before him? To which they said, Yomas Val Tamil Lefon of Aruma. So they said, okay, how about this one? We have a counter offer. Tisaper imo me'achore hageder. Maybe if he could just talk to her from behind the wall. Yomus val tisaper imo me'achore hageder.
No, wait a minute. That's going a little bit. You can't talk to her? That's yichud? From the other side of the fence?
I would say he could. If she wants to talk to him.
I'm just reading a Gemara now. That's all what I'm doing here. I haven't said anything, not an opinion. I'm just reading your Gemara.
No.
Pligulava Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi Rashmo bar Nachmeni. So there's a machokes as to what exactly is going on here. Chad omer Eishes Ishaisa. She was married to somebody else. V'chadomer, no, Pinuya Haisa. No, she wasn't married. She was single. Okay, she was an Ashes Ish. I get it. You know, that's one of the
things. That's Gilei Arayis.
That's a Gilei Arayis, okay? El Manda Puhaisa Mai Kulehai. She says, so if it's just that, what's the big deal? She shouldn't get a bad name that she's speaking to this guy. So let's take a step back.
Yeah, let's unpack.
Right. So again, this is an interesting Gemara. Right. This is just a Gemara. Mm-hmm. According to the first opinion that we're talking about an Ashes Ish. So if she was an Ashes Ish, I understand why his first request was rejected.
Right.
But what about his second request and his third request?
The second being naked.
Did she agree with the second request?
It's pikuach nefesh. Save a man's life.
She's more than willing to try and save his life. If
chicken soup will do it. So the Gemara seems to be indicating that Gilei Arayis is not limited to Gilei Arayis. There's something called Avuz Rayu, subcategories. Yes. That not only are Gilei Arayis itself Yehar V'al Yavor, but even the subcategories would be a Hargal Yavar as well. And one could make a very strong argument that one of the subcategories would be Yichud. That just like you can't talk to an Ashes Ish in this case, because whatever halachic violation this might be, and obviously the conversation I think they were going to have probably did involve. So, what do you think about the Rockies Phillies game today?
No,
I don't think that's what they were interested in. I don't think that's what anyone's interested in, right? just to be honest, right? But clearly, anything that's on the road to Gilei Arayis is clear from the Gemara that everybody would agree that that's a problem. In fact, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in number 4. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol aveira shebetorah chutz mi avodas kochavim v'gilui arayis v'shichas domim im omrim ho la'odim shiyavra oleihem v'im oyeharag im hu betzino yavra v'yharag v'im yitzol ha'achmer atzol v'yharag rashai im ha'ovikovim mechavim la'avira aladas." So we discuss this a little bit on Shabbos. Do you have a right to volunteer? He said, "You can volunteer if they're doing it bedavka." Hagav, Ramos says, "Vim yochol lahatzir asu b'chol asheru tzach liten akov ol yavar v'lo se'ase." Let's say I have a choice. I could eat a cheeseburger, be killed, or pay you $100,000. What do I do then?
I think if you have the money, you have to pay it, right? Yeah.
Let's say I have exactly $100,000, my last penny.
Would you die without the money? Would you, starve?
No, I'll be really, really sick. Just saying. So he said, Ramah says, all the money. Dot. Uvavodas kachav and gilres shichatama. I feel a bit sinner. Shalobashasagzera. I feel ain't a wikhov mechavin ala. Nosso yahagal yav. In those cases, in all cases, no matter what. Ramah comments. Vidafkin shomro lasos maisa. It's only if he tell you to do something. Kadosh omum leish ligos erva oshile harig. Avom onzin li isha lovo aleha, o shirotum la shricho al tinok li harig, o shuku kvar mukshe verotum li tko so be erva ain sach li harig.
So the Ramah is saying, if you can tell him that you're worshipping this idol just by standing there, but you're not doing anything, that's okay.
Right, so yeah, he's saying that if in fact...
The Moranos in Spain, did they use this kind of heter?
So, no, I don't think that's what he's saying here. He says, only if they tell you to do a maisa. Like, you have to do something active. But if you're passive, then it doesn't apply.
So that's what I'm saying. They were very passive. They said, okay, you want us to convert? We're suddenly Christians.
Okay, but then are they... But Ramah then are they,
didn't follow Ramah anyway.
Right. For many reasons. One's because they predated them. But beyond that... I think the issue was that they were actually involved. They
had to go to church.
Yeah, I think. Now, the line of Kim Moshe right here is the last line. V'chol Yisra avodos kochavim v'gilei arayis v'shichas domim v'apal b'she'en bo misa rak laba alma tzorch yehog v'al yavor. So the Ramah says this clearly. When you're talking about gilei arayis or shichas domim, etc., That's even if you wouldn't get the death penalty for it. So I'll give you an example. Let's say I tell you to go kill a treifa, or I'm going to kill you. There's a guy who I know is going to die within the next 6 months. So if you kill a treifa, you're not chayiv misa. Am I allowed to kill the treifa to save my life?
No.
I don't think
so. Rama says no, right? So again, without getting too involved in a medical ethics topic, they say, you know, you're going to lose your job if you don't pull the plug. So the guy's going to die pretty soon anyhow.
I don't think he can do it.
Right? And like they said, we're going to kill you if you don't pull the plug.
I don't think he can do it.
Right. Even though there's no chiyuv misa. So that's what he's saying. It's not just by shvichas damim. It's not just by murder. But in every single case, including gili arayis, even if it's a subcategory, that's Yehar v'yavar as well. In fact, there's a Pisrei Tshuva has a wild story about this. We'll just run through it quickly. He wants to know about the fire, so we'll just say it outside to save time. The story goes as follows. That, in fact, there was a tax on people that were traveling on the road. And if you didn't have the right papers, you would have to pay 10 gold coins. But only one set of papers were needed for the entire family. So there was a guy who wanted to send his wife and daughter to a certain place, and he didn't have the papers. So he went to the local wagon driver who was going anyhow with papers and said, can you do me a favor? Say to you two guys, say, this is your wife and this is your daughter.
Sounds like Avraham Avinu.
What?
Sounds like Avraham Avinu.
Right? So usually it's this type to cheat the tax collector. Yeah. It's a little different. So, in fact, they do this, and the tax collector stops him, and he doesn't buy it. He said, I'll tell you what. You can go. I want to see you kiss her. I want to see you kiss your wife and kiss your daughter. Smart. Right here now.
Smart guy.
He said, and he says, the daughter you can kiss no matter what. This is what the tax collector says. If you tell me your wife's a nida, I want you to take a shvu on that she's your wife.
Smart man.
Love those tax collectors. So the question is he allowed to do it, or else he's going to get this fine?
According to the Rama, he has to pay the fine.
So that's in fact what do we say here? That he says that it's that this he was arguing this is Yehal Vel Yavar. To kiss someone who's not your wife.
A big fine, more than an apple of mine.
That's big, right? So he said. So therefore, he said that's the same idea that the concept of Gilui Arayis being a Yehar v'Yavor can be taken very, very broadly. So based on this, one can make an argument, a strong argument, that she was right, that the Isser of Yichud is a Yehar v'Yavor, and in fact, as far as they know, there's nobody anywhere near them. So if you put that together, the argument would be that, in fact, perhaps she has a halachic basis for her opinion. Now, in order for us to be saying that yichud could be yehar gal yavor, we have to figure out what type of yichud this is. There are actually three types of yichud. It comes in three different flavors. There's yichud d'oraisa. There is the yichud that David HaMelech started, and there's the yichud that Hillel and Shammai started. What are we talking about? So, in the event that a unmarried couple live together, what's the punishment for that?
It's a lot. It's not even a lot. Nothing.
That's Machokas Rambam and Ravid, but it could very well be that it's not even an Issa D'Oraisa. It might be an Asay.
It's not nice. It's not nice.
It's not nice. It's a not love. Nice. What?
Some kind of a love.
Get it.
It's
not right. It's clearly not an Isser Misa. Right? Right? According to Machokas, Rambam, and Ravid, if there's an Isser Kadesha here, right, that maybe that would be the love. according to one opinion, yes. According to the other opinion, no. Kadesh is only somebody who's mizumenas. What? It's not pilegish. Right. So
what are these categories that you're putting out?
So yeah. So that for in order for something to be biblically not allowed, it has to be a situation where I'm alone with a woman who I would in fact have. I would get the death penalty or kares for. So what are examples? A married woman, not married to me, right?
Relative, one of the
right. An aunt,
right?
Those would be examples. But however, according to the Torah, for a young man and a young woman to be together is not prohibited, because the worst case scenario. It's definitely not an Isser Misa or Kares. You're not going to get it. You know, at most, it's a Malkus according to some opinions, and according to many opinions, not even that.
But isn't it in the Ketubah she gets less money?
So, okay.
Oh, you mean if now she's not a Basula? She's no longer a virgin, she gets married? Right.
Well,
so
okay.
Less.
Is there an assumption that that's the case?
What?
If they're alone together, is there an assumption that she's no longer a virgin?
No, I don't think there is. But again,
if
about,
she is, then there's...
Okay,
but that's
you know.
Ball of wax.
There it goes. So that's that. So it would seem from here, right, then David HaMelech, after the story of Tamar and Amnon, right, people are familiar with the story, let's do a quick run-through, that David had many children from many wives. So there were many half-siblings around. One of the sons, Amnon, was very interested in one of his half-sisters, Tamar, and eventually he raped her. That was the long and short of it. And he got her to come in. He said he was sick. He needed her to deliver a stack of pancakes.
Chicken soup, right?
Chicken soup. Right. You know, you would have expected chicken soup, but actually it was pancakes. If you read the psukim, so and with that, she is defiled. And David HaMelech says, "That's it. No more yichud between a even single people." And later on, it was expanded further still by Hillel and Shammai to even to include Jews and non-Jews. That was not part of that. So yichud may be a harig ve'al yavor, maybe I'll accept that, but the question is, but what about this case? This case, he's single, she's single, so that would at most be a derabbanan. It's hard to imagine that derabbanans are a harig ve'al yavor. So the question is, well, is this really a derabbanan, or is it maybe a doraisa still? Why would it be a doraisa? So she's not an Eishes Ish, but she's probably something else that's an Isser Kares. And that would be?
Anida.
Anida. Right? Nowadays, a very safe assumption is that all single girls have the status of Anida because they don't go to the mikvah. So in the event that a man would live together with a woman who's Anida, what's the punishment for that? Kares. So that's being the case. Is Yichud with Anida Kares or not? So Anida is a very, very strange type of Kares. Because the general rule, for example, is when if a man has a child with a woman, and that relationship will end up in the punishment of kares or misa, and they have a child, that child is considered a mamzer. If a woman doesn't go to the mikvah, so that union ends up being an iser kares, what's the status of that child? Even Mamzer, my Jews. Some of my best friends are Jewish.
President of every shul.
So what's the status of that child?
So according to Rabbi Akiva, that child's a Mamzer.
Really?
But thankfully we don't pass him like Rabbi Akiva.
Great.
Because that could really put a damper on the Baal Tshuva movement.
Yeah.
That would have a significantly chilling effect. So we assume not that way. Because for some reason or another, Nida is different. So Nida is different for Mamzeris. Does that mean Nida is also different here? So Yichud with a single woman who's a Nida, is that Doraisa or Durabanan? So that's a machokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. If you look at Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, number 6, duly called Be'inan The inyan nida im mikra erva is nida considered an erva for gilui arayis, etc. For this, anu mafarshim ma'achos isha biyucheda shehi erva la'afuke nida. Afa gav diksiva el isha benidas devosa los sikrav legalos eina talmud kari erva ela delo talya biyomi utvila. Chain ein davar shebe erva pachas mishnayim ein cheskas yidav chavolos virasa. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that nida is not considered an erva, and as such, even if the woman is a nida, there is no yichud mida araisa. He brings an interesting proof. We said for davar shebe erva you require two edim. When your wife says to you, I counted 7 clean days.
I'm not a nida.
Not a nida.
Eid echad
ne'ema. Right, so do you say to her,
Where's so the two witnesses?
Who's going to confirm that with you? You don't say that. Right, because we assume that that's iser. Right? That we said that eid echad ne'ema be isurin, as opposed to dar sheba erva, which requires two. So Rabbeinu Tam says the fact that we believe the woman herself, that she counted properly, that she went to the mikvah, that indicates that, in fact, nida is not an erva. The Rambam, however, disagrees. It says, Kol she'asa b'yasa b'tara v'chayiv al b'yasa kareis, v'heina amuris b'parshas achre, mos hei nikram arayis, v'chol echad mehem nikra erva k'god im ach im v'achos u'basa k'yotze b'hem. So he explains what are arayis in the Ishos. Later he says as follows, ha'makadish achas min ha'arayis. If I marry someone who's, let's say a person would go and marry his sister,
the conditions are not tough.
Lo asa klum, that's worthless. You're not married. She ain't kedushin tovsin be'erva. Kedushin is never tovfes be'erva. Chutz min hanida she mekayshas hanida harayz mekudeshas kedushin gemurin ve'ain royal asos kain. The exception to the rule is by anida, because by anida that the kedushin are tovfes even though you shouldn't have done it. So what's he saying? Is nida an erva? Is nida not an erva? He says all arayos kedusha not tofes except for nida.
But that's because the other arayos are. But the nida should in another week.
I'm not focusing on that. I want to focus on, does the Rambam think that nida is one of the arayos?
I don't think so.
Why don't you think so?
Because what he's saying.
So what's he saying?
That. That the kedushin are tofes.
But how did he say it? He said all arayis is not tofes with the exception of nida.
Oh, could he be saying she happens to be an arayis where the kedushin?
That's what it sounds like, right?
Or he could be saying because she's not one of the arayis.
He said all forbidden relations, if the man and woman get married, they're not legally married.
They didn't
married.
Do anything. It's not an effectual.
The exception to the rule is if a man marries a woman who's a nida. In that case, in fact, they do work. So again, but it would seem from that, from the Rambam, that he has this class of forbidden relationships, what is called arayos, includes nida. However, nida is an exception to the rule. Right? He doesn't get up and say, all arayos, kedushin atofes, and not tofes, unless you marry a nice single girl, then it is tofes. So no, he's talking about things that are arayos. He said, "Nida is the exception." So there's a machlokas
either way, right?
So there's a machlokas here between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam as to whether Nida is considered one of the arayas.
But to me, this doesn't seem dispositive because with the other arayas, it's a different type of situation. It's a permanent arayas, no matter what you do.
That's exactly what Dr. Polliner said. Yeah,
but the point is with the Nida. So the Rambam, but the arayas with the Nida is actually having. Is actually when he's having relations with the nida. Kedushin is a different type of transaction. Kedushin is essentially, there's no. What would be the iser of giving, a shtar or a ring or something to?
Is there an iser for you to give a ring to your sister and say haray kedushously?
Yes, because it can.
I say no.
To my sister, if I had a sister. It's not tofes because it can never be tofes.
But what's the answer?
It's forbidden.
There's no answer.
No. You didn't do anything.
Let's say I went to my dog and I said, I'm going to have a Kardashian. There you go, Sparky.
Sparkette.
Harrison in that case.
Doesn't mean I'm not a nice person.
Nowadays, Spark.
Don't have a doghouse.
You can't have a doghouse.
Stop, you
are. Right. With Lorna Zanita, well, you could, but the actual act of...
But I'm saying the condition isn't the Maisa Isser. In any case, if you give a ring to your sister and say, Moshe
Yisrael, it's nothing.
So I was just saying it's not
tofes.
It's not saying because I mean you see it's not tofes. They have BRIs and therefore it's not tofes because it's impractical.
Yeah, but the point that we're focusing on here is whether or not Kedusha Chuppas leadership should work or not. We're not focusing on that. We're focusing on that. The wording of the Rambam indicates, he says, you have a certain group called Arayas.
Right.
And the rule for all of this group is Kedushin are not Toface. However, there's one thing in this group where it is Toface, and that is Nida. And that's indicating that Nida is part of the group.
But you're adding a lot of words to the Rambam's statement.
That's true.
But why would I ever have a Havamina that could do Kedushin? Talk about Kedushin like they used to do 1,000 years ago, Kedushin. Who just gave a ring or gave a star and then waited 12 months, why would you ever have a meaning that you couldn't do that to a woman who's Nida? You're not going to end up with her anyways together until months later. So what was even the have a meaning that you couldn't do it?
We're not talking about...
We're talking about Nisuin.
Time the Rambam, Mekadesh was not the same as Nisuin, right?
Mm-hmm. Again, when you read on the Rambam, also talking about Chuppas Nida. Okay.
But so why is the Nida in his group, if that's the exception?
Because he does... So the question is Nida's tricky? Because, yeah, you're right. Nida kind of comes and goes. As opposed to, you know, family, you're kind of stuck with them. It's just the way it is. Right? On the other hand, Aishas Ish comes and goes also. And that's still one of the Arias. Right? Your sister, if you had one, would be your sister, right. However... Your neighbor's wife may not always be your neighbor's wife.
At that point, she ceases to be our eyes, though.
Not right. Sure so Nida also.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah, so it kind of goes both ways. But no, clearly Nida is different. I'm not saying that Nida is the same as the other case, which is why we pass him that there's no mamzerus.
The question is whether it's an erva or it's that.
Right. And the wording of the Rambam seems to be saying that it is an erva. The fact that he said this applies to all arayas except for Nida...
implies that.
In the play that it's one of the arrays.
Right.
So in fact, that based on this, you have the issue. If you tell me that Nida is one of the arrays, so again, her decision would have a halachic backing. If you tell me that Nida is not one of the arrays, so even if Yichud is Avuz Rayas, still because it's someone who's not married, it wouldn't work. So the Beis Yosef, in fact, has a fascinating question. The question is as follows: Kosev o betrumas hadeshin, close to hadeshin, mashem gadol echa the isha nida chola. What if your wife, who's a nida, is ill? Ubalo rofe, and her husband is a doctor. Also a mashesh lo hadefak hadefek. You're not allowed to take her pulse. V'nir midvosh afilu b'she'en rofe zeloso. Even if he's the only doctor in town, also. That's why, but there are the doctors, and she would just rather use her husband because he's around. You know, there's no waiting room there. Nero the Maida also lo shani run bein yeshem rofim eich achirim le'enam. Doesn't make a difference if he's the only doctor, if there are other doctors. Umir imacholi mesukan. What if Takashi could die if he doesn't take her pulse? Ve'en shem rofim, and there's no other doctor.
Did the other doctors have to be non-Jewish in order to take her pulse?
No.
Other doctors can touch the Nida and take her pulse. Just her husband can't touch her.
Correct. Mashpik sasbi darim the shari b'shim kuach nefesh el the ikol memor etamid the azil the sover negiyas nida ena aser el midrabanan.
No concept of.
So he seems to say that in fact, according to the Trumas Hadeshin, if it's pikuach nefesh, you could do it, but that's only because he assumes like Rabbeinu Tam that nida is not an erva. Aval leharambam, The negias ever asura min haTorah. Hacha af al pi sheyesh lo pikuach nefsha efshe the osu b'shum to have his right gil arayus. So you mentioned the Beis Yosef has an opinion here that in the event you're a doctor and your wife's a nida and she's deathly ill and you're the only one who can cure her, well, it was nice knowing her.
It's not practical.
That's amazing.
What?
To save a life? I don't...
That no one agrees with.
So yeah, but if you put together...
I mean, it's a... Chav would kill you. Chav would kill you with her.
She's
coming with me.
She's too sick. She can't even take her pulse. She's not going to kill anybody.
Yeah, yeah, don't worry. You're safe, Benji.
She's not going to be in good shape.
So,
do anything to me.
So, I'm not saying that this is halachah l'maisa. But I am saying that based on this, if you would tell me that you put these two together, that again... Gilei Arayus has a broad meaning of Gilei Arayus. And Gilei Arayus applies not only to regular Arayus, but even to Anita, right? Her, the Beis Yosef's bottom line equals her bottom line.
Only if you're married.
What?
Only if you're married.
See, that's why I was challenging you. I think
right.
No Jew can touch Anita. It doesn't have to be her husband, right?
Right, so the question is, the idea, again, Negia, what I'm playing with a little bit here is that case, what this case is Negia, and we're talking about Yichud, which aren't necessarily the same. Negia is only a problem, we assume, Derech Chiba. Right? A question I get all the time from yeshiva guys. I'm sitting on the subway, and a woman sits next to me. Right? And now she's...
And her elbow's in my ribs.
Right.
She's reading the paper. That's not Negia.
Right. So
her thighs are touching. You know, stuff happens.
Pisic.
Stop. You're walking in the park holding hands. That's Negia.
Right. That's it's Derech Chiba. It has to be Derech Chiba. But when it comes to Yichud, there's no Derech Chiba to talk of. Yichud's a problem no matter whether it's Derech Chiba or not. Right? So therefore, by Negia, you could say, yeah, if it's the husband, you've got a problem. If it's another doctor, you don't have a problem. He's just checking the pulse. By Yichud, you cannot say that. That would not be the same. In terms of like, the practical, the Shach quotes this.
And he assumes that taking your pulse is Derech Chiba.
What?
And he assumes that taking your pulse is Derech Chiba.
So the assumption is that with a husband and wife, everything is Derech Chiba.
Wow.
That's why in the Yichud room after the Kedushin, they don't really have to do anything. They just have to have the opportunity. Mm-hmm. They share a meal over there,
that's derech chiba.
Right, I'm saying, but we're...
I know what you're talking about.
Right, so it's when it comes to
Yichud. He says, would you like a piece of my dessert? There you have it.
Can't have it. So the Shach quotes, Miu imachol asur mashe, she quotes the Tzalacha, Miu imachol mesukim v'inshem rofim mashe, k'tzatz b'devrei tshuvas haramban, the shorim ne pikuach nefesh, ela, the yeshron le'tame, dozul l'sfir le'de negiyas nida, ena al midrabanan. Aval leharambam negias ever asim in a Torah hachav bishi yesh pikuach nefesh efshes laasim mishum aviz right the gilarayis akan lashon habeis Yosef. So he quotes the Beis Yosef that we had that it could be according to this Rambam if you put the two together, he can't be involved. V'kachosav aterzov ve'ein nira. He's just I don't really think so actually to tell you the truth.
Devada. He's with Benji.
Right. That's what he says here. I agree with Benji. Don't mess with Chava. As I state. Devada afla harambam leke isa deraisa elk sheosa kin derech taiva v'chivas bia. He said, nah, so he said what you guys are saying, that, you know, come on, a doctor treating a patient, that's not derech chiva. So that's what but that's the point he's arguing on. Even according to the Shach, you would still have a problem in Yichud. Doctors do this. They take women's pulse. It's not a problem. Right? So he says, so the Shach says, no, doctors can treat women, you can touch the women, it's your wife, it's not your wife, she's someone else's wife, she's Jewish, she's not Jewish, It's not a problem.
It's your dog,
these
Skippy.
These days it's not an issue because they just get an MRI. They never touch the patient.
it's machmirim. So the bottom line is that the Shach says we don't follow this. You're allowed to do it. But that doesn't change the fact that if you're going to follow the Rambam, the Nida is an Erva, and we assume that Yichud is Avu Zrayi, the Gilui Arayis, she might have a point there. Might have a point there.
Can we assume that for sure anything can even happen? It's a public place. Granted that they might be the only people.
Doesn't need to happen.
That's the point. It doesn't need to happen.
But I thought the whole concept of Yichud.
They're sitting there and they're yelling for 10 minutes. Bobby! Cindy! Nobody's coming. Nobody's coming.
I think the whole concept
Bobby,
of Yichud is because we don't
Cindy.
Want some.
They're not coming.
Who are right. Bobby and Cindy?
No, Brady Bunch. They got lost.
Lift operator.
I thought the whole concept.
They were stuck there the previous month. Maybe they're still there.
Let him ask his question.
Okay. I thought the concept of Yichud is that it's the potential that something is
going to happen. So why is there no potential here?
I'm on top of a chairlift in the middle of nowhere. The reality is that someone's probably going to come by at some point.
No,
that's
no.
The whole point. Yeah. Nobody coming by.
That's a good question. That happens to be a discussion. His discussion is you could fall off the chairlift if you really tried to do something.
Right.
Right. That's an argument. That's a question of whether there is yichud in a car if the guy is driving through a unpopulated area. So
I mean, this happens all the time on dates.
You can do with your foot on the gas pedal.
It's
not time for you to talk about your dating career. That'll be a different why you Torah share that will get front page without a doubt.
No, I'm just saying it's not practical. The reality is that
something improper could happen.
It could, but the likelihood is
we're not here to play the odds.
There's more likelihood when he jumps off, he's going to kill himself.
Should you risk your life?
That's what I'm saying.
He's not jumping off, remember?
She's jumping off.
Okay, so there's more likelihood.
He doesn't mind if there's. He had a ring ready.
He doesn't say, I'll jump off and get help.
He knows nothing's going to happen.
I'll be shiverless.
This is in the 60s. Nobody had a phone in their back pocket.
Both. It takes two to negia. That's just the way it works. Mirchas Chinuch comments on this and says as follows: Hinei harav mechave hid b'shita shakoha kirushim tosin ba eino v'chal arayis kugon almano v'choin godo mamzeres v'nirali davke elu kayotz v'em deim chiyuvei lavim v'eino v'chal arayis avon nida deim chiyuvei krisus v'hi v'chal arayis mevaris b'parashas achrei mos av shikidushin tosin v'nida mevor v'yavamis successful inyan zeh havi v'chal ever sheyahorig. So the Minchas Chinuch says that he thinks that in fact that Nida is one of the Arayas. And he proves it for Ayin Lashon Rambam that we just saw. Shekosav zeh Lashon Kosha Oso B'Yoso B'Torah V'Chayiv Al B'Yoso Koreis V'Heim Amuras B'Parshas Achrei Mos Hein Nikris Arayas Ad Kam Lashon Mavuar Shehi B'Chal Arayas. That's the assumption that he assumes. V'Chein Hu B'Perek Beis Shem Hol Chiyubis Hamikdash Echmin Arayos Ein Mekudesh Shlutz Minida Mavur Shei Bechal Arayos. So that's what the Rambam says. V'Zeh Poshut. That in fact he's agreeing with the Rambam that this a woman who is
Anita. Except the Anita, so he's including it in the Arayos.
Right.
What?
With what? That she should jump? That she was an erva?
No. That's along like the Rambam.
Yeah, I don't know what he held, but I would not be surprised if he did. If I had to guess, I'd even guess yes. But that would be a guess. Vayim Bebeis Yosef. Right? He goes the same thing about taking the pulse. V'shuv heroni b'shuv p'nei Yoshua ha'gom m'ginei shlomo shepil pozeh ba'arichos v'onifnesi rabo b'dvarav. There's a wrong truth about it. I didn't get a chance to see it. But thanks for sharing that. V'onir d'efshir d'sot that she can do some tovsimo enu b'chal chiyuvei karisos, etc. He goes through the whole thing. And he thinks that l'halacha, the Minchas Chinuch, he thinks the Rambam is right, that she is an erva. So you put this together, and it seems that, it seemed nuts to us at the beginning, but she might have a point. The most likely reason that she doesn't have a point here is the next point, and that's a Tosfos in Psachim, which we kind of touched on a little bit in the Rambam. It says, Af nara hamurasa yehog v'yavo, perish ha-boel, aval hi tivoel, vo tihar kikarka olam hi. So when it comes to a situation of Yehar Vayav by Gilai Arayas, it only applies to men and not to women. Why? Correct, because men, would be active, as opposed to women are passive. And only today they tell you do something.
So that's
or
why
be
Esther
killed.
Was allowed to.
Right, because Kakolam, they say do something, or we're going to kill you. In that case, Taki have to be killed.
But she was going also for a different reason.
But don't avoid this, or we're going to kill you. That's different. Now, in this case, so let me ask you, based on that, should he have to jump?
He probably has more of a reason to have to jump than her.
So I think not. Because he didn't do anything. He found himself in a situation of Yichud.
So here's a different question.
Right?
So maybe you shouldn't put yourself in the situation, but once you're in it, is there a kula?
So I think so. You look
for
at the,
it, so meaning so the maybe on the first place they should have got on the chairlift, but now that they're on it,
right? This happened.
Do they have to
so
do
I
something? About
so
it?
You look at the minchas chil. Hinei beguf hadin the master the Rambam tzion the afilu below ma'isa gam ki hal begilu arayis. He said so. The Rambam maybe disagrees with this. Be'emes had tosus kasul the came in the gilu arayis yehal yelf me hakeisha the rotzeach for shom davka b'ma'isa. Right. So let's say they say, either we are going to take you and throw you onto a baby. And that's going to kill the baby. It's like one of these Batman episodes. What? Right? Or we'll kill you. So do you have to be killed in that case? So the Gemara is clear. Since you're being passive, right?
You don't have to be killed.
Right? Train's coming down the track. Right? Woman is tied up on the track. As is the minhag in all the old westerns. Right? Right? There's a man with a curly mustache.
Dudley. His name is Dudley.
Who happens to be Dudley. I'm glad to see that you know him.
Top hat.
Of course he has a top hat. What else would he be wearing? And you have the ability to pull the bar and shift the train. And the guy says, if you pull that bar, I'm going to kill you. What do you do?
Pull the bar.
I don't... If you do pull the bar, you don't pull the bar.
I would pull the bar.
He says, don't pull the bar, or I'm going to kill you. You don't have to pull the bar. Because you're not doing anything active.
You're watching,
says,
the person's
the,
you're watching the person's blood get spilled.
But it's still passive.
If he
says,
I get
push the bar so the train will kill her, or else I'll shoot you, you're supposed to forfeit your life.
Right.
But if he says, don't pull the bar that will save her,
it's not
Lotamarodam
Riyahu.
You're not.
It seems like you're splitting hairs there.
It's not. Well, there's a big difference in whether you pull the plug or you don't pull the plug, whether you eject the, you know, the potassium chloride.
Or, you're not allowed to kill someone. You're not to kill someone, but
you're allowed to let them die.
But let me ask you this question. Someone's drowning.
You can save them.
But someone's drowning.
Yes.
And I can jump and I can save the person, but it happens to be that I can't swim, so I will die.
But you won't save them if you can.
So you can save them, but at the cost of your life.
You can swim.
Okay, a person needs a heart transplant. I can give you my heart and save your life.
No.
It might, however, be deleterious to my health.
Slight chance.
There is a possibility. Do I have to donate my heart?
No, you do not.
Right? So why would you say I don't have to donate my heart, but I do have to give up my life to move the bar? What's the difference in your mind?
It seems...
Patty Zetlin.
I think you have to protect somebody from being killed.
At the cost of your life.
Why is that
you
different?
You can't kill someone at the cost of your life, but you don't have to protect someone from being killed at the cost of your life. At the cost of your life.
I think it's a tough one.
It depends how much you value your life. If you value your life, you won't do it.
And that's the whole point. That's
why
you're not
supposed
to kill them.
I value their life, too.
Yeah. Do you value your life more than theirs?
That's why you're not allowed to take their life.
So then you won't do it.
Your life is any better than theirs.
I don't. I'm saying...
Then you won't do it if you value your life.
I'm watching a person they're dying because they need a heart transplant.
Different.
Is there a...
I could stop the train running over them.
But then you're going to get killed. Let's say I was standing on the other track.
Well, so they say. She doesn't believe.
I don't.
She doesn't believe him.
I don't totally believe.
This is a big hit. She doesn't believe this guy.
You don't believe Dudley, do you?
Yeah. There's no concept of yichud, definition of yichud, that even though there's nobody around, but it's considered a public
domain.
No, nobody's around. If there's a, if you're in a private domain and there are people there, there's no yichud. If you're in a public domain and there are no people,
it's yichud.
There's no concept of that whatsoever.
Nope, doesn't matter. So the Sefer Chinuch says, just like by shvichas damim, it only applies if you are active and not passive. Right. So too here, it's only a matter of active and not passive.
In order to make yichud arayas.
No, again, in order for arayas in general, even if I was talking real solid arayas, in the case of the woman, in general, that's not yeharig val yavor, because she's passive. So he says in this, so one would imagine, according to that opinion, clearly, not, she and he both were passive here.
Right?
What caused the yichud is the fact that the guy shut off the thing and he went home.
Right. They weren't.
So even
enter into a room to be secluded.
Correct.
Right. So even if you tell me.
So according to that, there's no yichud, so why did she get awarded? There should be a negligence. So, and that could be a different discussion, but you can't claim yichud.
So la halacha is yichud avos raya the gilah rayis? Probably yes. Is nida and erva? Quite possibly. Right, according to the Rambam, yes. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, but a lot of people support the Rambam. However, it would seem that the big difference here was it was active versus passive. Right, they passively found themselves in this situation, and based on that, neither of them should have had to have given up their lives for it. The reason that she won the case, the court said, we're not going to paskin hilchas yichud. They said, pretty clear. That's that. All we're going to paskin is that she believed that it was yichud.
Uh-huh.
And if she believed that it was yichud, that's all that matters.
I think there's something bigger here. We
believe that...
She was very active.
But we believe that she... The fact that she didn't know the Tosfos Rambam with the Minchas Chinuch...
The yichud was...
I agree.
The jump was in the car.
She breaks in two places.
She's on a date in the car. She jumps out of the car over the Brooklyn Bridge because...
So who's she suing on this?
Sue the city.
Hope she doesn't sue me, because I recently bought that bridge.
You got
a
good deal.
Swampland in Florida too.
And the Eiffel Tower for him.
Right. So she won the case because they thought it was a reasonable for her to think that way, which that could have been the fact that she didn't know the ins and outs. However, la halacha, if she whooped out her cell phone and she said, Rabbi, I'm on a ski lift here. Should I jump?
Nobody's here.
If she had a cell phone, she could just call you in the authority.
She's like Commissioner Gordon. She has a red one. It goes just to me. So,
I like to call 35 years before the...
All I want is what
I want. Sorry, call the rabbi.
I think it was just much more a case that the city doesn't want to deal with a case like this. Rather pay the person. Because there is some negligence. I don't think they care about yichud or not.
It's a
There's a negligence here.